This is working session of board on January 9th, 2024 at 4:09 p.m.
Present those awards. Just sign up for that. So if you want to do some canyon this year,
well, they normally just sign it.
What?
Normally just assign it.
They do normally just assign it, but you can choose this year. So there you go.
Wait,
we'll start with you.
Friday.
So, are you ready?
Lorraine,
do we know what date?
Do you want the Apple TV,
Wade? The date? March 6th. 7 p.m.
First Friday in February.
I would have hit it, but
hey, he wouldn't let Steve, we might have you come over for Saturday to see how it works.
And is it Dixie, right, Lorraine?
Or one of the VIPs.
Does it say on there, Dixie?
Yes.
We might just have everybody just come over.
March
6th. But it's not really busy.
I think you should sign up for
anything.
As a random thing.
Yeah.
As a random thing.
I started this way.
As a random thing, I just thought.
32 back here. Put 30 here. Put 3 on this floor.
Mark, are you wanting to do Pine View?
As long as you're on the right.
Are you wanting to do Pine View?
I would love to, but I don't have to.
I'll do Desert Hills then.
Okay.
Okay.
For Sterling Scholar, what about graduation?
I'm totally ready.
Okay. Graduation is a very big question mark.
Okay.
I have a granddaughter graduating in Payson on the
24th. Does that say 7 p.m.? Does that say 7 p.m.?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it did.
I don't want to see your we may or may not have had a bet if we get to this today, so that's why
we got to.
Who
it.
Won?
This
who won? I lost, so I've got to take him to lunch tomorrow. So anyway,
pushing you off that we wouldn't get to yours. Oh, we'll get to you next time, Steve. Hey, and we got there.
I
appreciate
it. It is good.
I think Dave might want
so
to
anyway
canyon this year. Since
I just want to show you guys some of the good work that's happening.
No,
we're going to do
year.
Crimson Cliffs High School
I
today, and just student ownership of learning. So I'm just going to show this clip. It's about 5 minutes long. Where you guys
Good morning. I'm Rusty Taylor, principal here at Crimson Cliffs High School, with our learning coach phenomenon.
It's cool. There's air.
You can turn it a little
this
bit
year, when we talked about our professional development program, we decided that we really want
that one over there.
To work with.
Oh, we need to put in a separate sound system.
Jeremy, the camera's being stayed on the whole time.
Yeah, I noticed.
So
that.
As we've gone through the year, Rachel's been able to come up with a lot of activities and plans for our teachers. So Rachel, why don't you go ahead and tell them about that.
Thanks, Rusty. It's been great. We have monthly professional developments that we call Lunch and Learn. The teachers come together to learn and share good practices on how to facilitate student-led learning. We've also done quarterly walks where we observe best practices in our classrooms. And it's created really an electric just energy in our school. We can see things really shift. They've worked hard to create a culture of learning in their classrooms where students are taking the reins. But this is just a snapshot of what's happening in our school, right?
Yeah.
And consider this your personal invitation to drop on by and see what's happening here at the Cliffs.
What is that?
Oh, that's FM.
FM.
Yeah,
that's in that. Yeah,
an F word.
Okay, FM isn't always. FN isn't FN, right? Doesn't look
no.
The same thing.
No. FN is normal for it.
I used to think they're the same, but.
Yeah. And then change just is plus a negative weight.
So, what you've seen the students working on is a part of an effort to help them take greater ownership for their learning by having them reflect on an assessment afterwards, so that they get more out of the assessment than simply a grade, but they get insight into how they thought and understood the material during the quiz or during the test afterwards. So it's a part of the correction process for those learning targets they weren't proficient on. I asked them to complete a reflection that looks at both their during the unit performance, right, their effort, as well as their actual evidence of proficiency on the assessment.
I created this graphics class card. My students come in, they grab buttons of things that they can do and ways that they can help keep the class functioning and running in a good way that makes it so it's not a huge mess and there's a little more responsibility and ownership. Is they pick up a card, when they do those jobs, they come and show me that they've done the job, and I take their card and I punch it with my puncher that they did it. Their job is to get 4 of them done every quarter. If they do extra, they get extra things. But 4 at the end of the quarter is their goal, and it helps them have ownership and be a part of the classroom and not just worry about their own stuff, but that everything in the classroom is functioning well.
I got put away tools, and after I get all my work done, there's always a lot of tools out, and Miss Ever has a lot of classes, so people leave all their tools out, so I can wait. Put all these tools away for her so she doesn't have to do more work.
Today for my punch, I chose to wash a squeegee, and so I got all the paint off using like a little plastic thing, and then I washed it to make sure it was all clean.
My argument was like, hey, even though it's old, it's still relevant because it's still being used today. Mm-hmm. This is a card, again, saying basically the same thing, using the same model, but it's actually August 30th of last year, which actually is, and there's actually a lot of like really good information in here too, so it has everything that we were talking about, but it does it in a way that's very, very specific and easy to read off and around. So
the example that you just saw of student-led learning were some of my debate students, and although I am the coach, they truly are the teachers of this class. My former students that have competed before, they are the captains of the team, they're organizing everything, and they are the ones teaching other students events and helping them with their cases. And it really helps students take ownership in the learning because they are not only able to know it themselves, but they're able to teach it to other people, and it just helps them be really invested in their own learning and growth.
So what you're seeing is our symphonic band here at Crimson Cliffs, and each year I choose section leaders. So their role as a section leader throughout the year is to take these days where we split up in small groups and kind of focus on the individual and group aspect of being in a band dissecting different parts and picking out different pieces of the music, practicing techniques like tuning and scales and all those fundamentals, just in a smaller setting instead of having 50 people out in a large room.
It's D flat after E flat, right? No, it's A flat. It's A flat. 4.
Can we cut off more on the ba-da, ba-da-da? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Ba-da, ba-da-da. All right, ready? 1, 2, ready, go.
Okay, real quick, I know time is of the essence, but just want you to know that as research shows in education, student-led learning is a huge part of that, and it happens throughout our district. And this is just one example of Crimson Cliffs High School, what's being done there. But we have amazing teachers. We have teachers that are demonstrating and showing our kids how they do that. And our students are amazing. And we just wanted to show you a piece of that. So any questions that I can answer for you guys?
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was really cool. Tell them thank you.
The most important question was, it's just lunch tomorrow that was writing on this.
He was staring at me the whole time, so apparently I am. So anyway.
And he didn't tell me that he made a bet when he came in.
Well,
I had no idea.
I should have told you, yeah. Maybe you're part of that, too.
When you came this way.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Wade. We appreciate it so much. Okay. Craig.
What?
Camps and peak schedule stuff.
What?
Camps and peak
schedule stuff.
What's that all about?
It's the camps and kickbacks. So this is about the coaches not being able to receive. Remember the...
Well, that went away years ago. Why?
Yeah.
We're just reiterating that we don't do that.
Yeah.
No, we don't. That went away
so
eons ago.
Yeah, so...
The university actually shut that down. Yeah.
Under the Ethics Act, coaches aren't allowed. The moment that they said that the summer camps are part of the activity, right, and fall under fee waiver, it then made it very, very clear that if they were receiving compensation from that from an outside source, that's a violation of the Ethics Act, right?
I haven't heard that going on really often.
So
we're just reiterating, we do not do kickbacks.
Somebody asked about that.
Perfect.
It used to be, back when I was coaching, it was like $35 a kid for every kid you brought into camp.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that
Coach
anymore.
Coach Maxwell from Highland, he'd bring like 110 kids down here and make a fortune.
Yeah,
he'd make a fortune, but I don't know, that's just...
Perfect. Thank you. We'll move on.
It was an incentive. So
fee schedule.
No, that's not going on.
Okay. So you should have a copy of the proposed fee schedule in here. We want to make sure everything was okay because the even though you're not adopting it today, the schools need to start working on their spend plans, and so they need to know what the fee schedule is going to look like for their spend plan. So we've got a couple of changes here. We talked about the computer science being called computer science instead of computer A plus, and that's just because they might have different names. It's not always the same program. And then we've added two things under the other fees dealing with driver's ed. So we've always charged a retest fee. We thought, you know what, we ought to have that on here so that people know that if you fail the test and you need to come back and retest, there's a $40 fee associated with that. And then the driver's education rate over 5 hours. So some of the parents are coming back saying, my kid is really struggling with parallel parking, or my kid's really struggling with this or that or the other. Can they get a few more hours drive time with you to work on that with them?
And I don't feel safe with my kid. Would you train him
so,
a little better?
So that's we're saying yes. Okay. For $35 an hour, they can. We're willing to do that if they've got time to fit that in. The cost is $35 an hour to get the additional hours above the required hours for the drive time.
And Brent, they can only retake the driver's ed test, I want to say, once or twice, and they have to go to the DMV.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think
the retake test is for the driving portion of the test?
Yes.
That's to retake the driving
portion. Yes, if they fail the driving section of the test, then we charge them an additional $40 to retake the test. Again, that's just to pay the teacher.
Do you want to put driving?
Yeah.
Driver's education, driving retest. We'll put driving in there. Okay.
And then on the private tutoring, extra time. How does that work with parents and supervision? Is it just one-on-one, those two?
No. So, they've got other kids, because kids have to get drive time in the back of the car and everything else like that. So this is just, you know what, I'm going to assign this kid up to be in the driver's seat for 6 hours instead of five. We're going to add another hour on. I'll throw them in with another batch of kids, and we'll take them out, and we'll drive for an extra hour. Okay. It doesn't happen very often, but it's happening more than it used to. And Stacy was, asked, can we put this on there? Because we're getting asked for it a lot, and we need the money to pay the teachers if they're going to be doing the extra time. On the extracurricular fees, this is, participation fee, $150 for several of them, changing it to, they're the big ones. And then we have the uniform rental, and wrestling has asked for uniform rental because some of them do actually buy the uniforms. And hey, when I was in high school, the school owned the uniforms, and they checked them out to us, so understand.
Lacrosse girls and boys? Do you need to
specify that? No, because we can put it in parentheses, boys and girls.
I mean, you've done that throughout.
Yep, we'll do that, boys and girls. / girls or girls / boys, either way. And then camps and trips, the $550. And then the Spirit Pack, of course, for lacrosse is also on there.
Mm-hmm. So why do you do boys and girls? Because you don't, you have boys and girls track, and girls cross country.
Because they're separate teams. There's a boys team and there's a girls team. Where softball, there's a team. Baseball, there's a team. Football, there's a team.
She was asking about lacrosse.
No, cross country is boys and girls. Track is boys and girls. Should they be a boys and girls?
Yeah, cross country and track probably should as well.
You could make it separate unless the fees are the same.
They are the same. Well, they're just saying in parentheses, put boys and girls after that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we'll do that.
And you could put extracurricular fees, boys and girls as applicable.
They'll just add this on, and it'll make it very, very clear. There we go. Okay. And same with wrestling.
I know, I was going to say wrestling has boys
swimming.
And girls.
Swimming is not boys and girls. Swimming is a team. They have
so
boys and girls on the. They don't have separate coaches or anything, do they?
They don't have separate coaches, but they are
yeah.
separate teams.
Yeah.
I think you just delete them all.
I do too.
Okay.
Don't. It where
doesn't
size?
Matter.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
People will know.
We'll just
leave it.
Okay. We'll
it
do that. Okay. We'll get rid of it all. There we go. And then the foreign student tuition fee, $91.40.
Steal.
That's good.
Good job.
Any questions?
No questions.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got my first presentation at a high school on Friday, so we're going to be meeting with Pineview High School to go over their spend plans. They
Perfect.
Invited me out to do some training with their people.
Awesome. Thank you. Train well.
Area we
always say need no. training on. Yes. Thank you. Okay.
Oh.
Calendar, Miss Sherry.
Yes. Oh. All right. Last time that we talked, you asked us to present some other options. In your folder, you have three different options.
They're online.
They're online.
Yeah, they're
okay, great. That's perfect. Let me just put that up there. Then
Where online?
Option.
Yeah, on the board docs.
Let me pull that up.
We'd have to be logged in probably to see.
I'll just
I was
going to
log in. Okay.
The first one is the one that we looked at last time, which is... that option, and the recommendation was made to move the teacher prep day.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's getting her plate, so
okay. Hypothetically, that is the next one that we'll see. Let me just see if I can pull it up here for you. Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Think good thoughts. that's not popping up. Jeremy, I blame you.
I'll get it.
Thank you very much.
That's
not coming up for me.
He's popping it up. All
right, if you can look at this example.
Sure. I think you know.
Looking at one,
great.
Great.
I kind of know what we're looking for.
That's perfect. The second one is this. We kept the... we moved the teacher prep day to January 5th. That extended that Christmas break so that people weren't coming back on Friday. Kids come back on Tuesday, similar to this year. And then we kept the teacher prep right after President's Day. The third option was what Burke had asked, which is to make sure that we change that teacher prep, but also put the last teacher prep on the last day of the school year. When we talked with high school principals, they said, it would be fine to have that teacher prep day on the last day of school, but only if we moved all of the graduations to one day. Because by nature of that, if you have one on teacher prep and one not on teacher prep, then we're just pushing the last day of school and consequences of that just one day prior.
Yeah.
So if we're interested in providing that opportunity for elementary teachers to attend their children's graduation, we probably need to consider having all the graduations on one day, or keeping the teacher prep day with the February date. So those are the three different options. The next year's calendar also has that teacher prep day on the last day of school, so we probably should decide that for graduation if we're going to keep that as well.
I am supportive of having the prep day the day after, which is like President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
If they'll just have the elementary executive, the board, just talk with each principal and just make sure that they are cognizant of the teachers in their school.
Okay.
And make sure that they do everything they can to make arrangements for them to be supportive of their kids without any penalty.
Great.
All right. That they'll do that mm-hmm. individually, just in each of your, you have seven or eight schools, something like that.
We're moving this one.
That's okay. Just so that they are not penalized and that they can spend the time with their family. When we do all this, that they can spend the time with their family. And then they work that out with the principal. Does that sound?
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that they're not penalized nor have a deadline to be back or something
right.
like that. That they can enjoy their child's mm-hmm. graduation.
Absolutely.
And then the principal will help them solve the classroom challenge.
And we feel really strongly about that. We want to make sure
obviously
that every teacher has an opportunity to spend the day with them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wade's actually volunteered to substitute any class.
I think that's important to know. Perhaps in the past, it's like, as soon as it's over, come back.
Yes, that was.
But I think it's the last 2 days of school.
Come back and
there's not much going on academically. So I think if we can do all we can
so that middle one looks good.
Know that. Yeah, you may have to go back and do some, you know, cleaning up and prep or whatever. But if they feel like they want to go to that 8 o'clock graduation, and then there's a luncheon and
grandma and grandpa and everybody's there. But to have them do that and to say you got to be back by 10:45, and or else you panel. Just
agree.
that we can work that out. This
yeah.
is it's maybe one teacher per school, and sometimes not even one.
Yeah,
but
it is really important that every teacher feels like they're supported.
But we can put it on
like
the
that.
Principals
mm-hmm.
to figure out a plan. Also,
so I'm a little opposite of you because I liked the graduations all on one day.
No, I love them.
Thursday, right before Memorial Day weekend, I feel like is easier for people to get to that are traveling. And it also allows grandparents that may be teachers or whatever to come. So I actually like it all on the Thursday with the teacher prep day that you recommended before. I was like, as I thought through it over the last month,
uh-huh.
I'm like, that's actually a great idea. I know it stretches the district thin
mm-hmm.
in us being able to get to different places and to be able to go there. And I know people will be upset because they can't be at both. Well, we've had that problem ever since we went to the two morning days. But I thought it, for me, alleviated that problem of allowing teachers to not miss their class on the last day of school and allowed them to be there. So I actually
obviously
like
I love
three.
I wouldn't have promoted the idea of a prep day on the last day of school if I hadn't loved it. But I recognize we're bored, and that's maybe and where other teachers are out. Elementary teachers teach and then they clean and get checked out of school. That's been done everywhere else. So I'm just, I would just wanted to know that I didn't need to die on
He's
that
trying to be
on that
supportive.
Hill.
Yeah.
But
and honestly, I still prefer 2 days for graduation, so we don't stretch the district so thin. So there are occasionally grandma and grandpa that want to go to both and can't go to both. I mean, I still prefer even one or two, but I actually could draft one, I think, because it makes no sense to start
like
school
two.
On Friday.
That
to
was
me.
One.
Option two, start school on Friday.
Yep.
Option one, start school on Monday.
Yes, and I think we have to do that because we didn't have the full amount of days.
We were missing a day.
So draft one, draft two.
Draft two has the full amount of days. That's why we moved that teacher prep back.
So draft one's not an option?
Draft one is an option if we want to not have the proper amount of school days.
That's a fairly loose. So we have to actually start school on Friday.
It is always an option. But the nice thing about starting school on Friday is that you give a little bit of school to people, right? They come in, they get their course disclosures, and then everybody has the weekend, and then we get right into it.
Sure.
So as we talked to principals, they did like the start of school on Friday. They thought, you know, for example, for middle schools and high schools, they can do their A day, B day. They go to all their classes. Teachers kind of give their, you know, course disclosures, things like that. And then, again, as Brett said, and you guys reiterated, just moving this teacher prep day so that we've got that full Christmas break. And then draft two has that President's Day with the teacher prep day here, and then graduations that we've done before. So I think the option that you need to consider is, again, next year we do have that teacher prep day on the last day of school, which means that we need to determine if next year we want to do that or move the prep day back and have the 2 days of graduations, or do we want to move forward with 1 day of graduation, teacher prep day at the end. And doing that there.
When do you need to know?
My computer's on low battery, so I've got about 2 minutes.
So no rush.
We're late. No, but can we do the 22nd?
At our next meeting?
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're fine. But know that you'll need to decide on those two calendars. The one
for
next year,
two and three.
Options two and three.
One is not.
And then next year's calendar does have the teacher prep day on the last day of school. Yeah. So we need to decide on that as well.
We can make whatever works.
Sherry, do you put it out to the public?
No, we get input from teachers, from principals, and like you as getting input from obviously the people that you represent.
Yeah.
But we don't take that out for public.
I can tell you from the district office staff.
Yeah.
Two or three would be preferable because it doesn't seem like a big day having 1 day difference, but on your Christmas break, but it's not 1 day difference, it's 3 days difference on your Christmas break. And you go, well, you can take a vacation day. Well, what happens if everybody in the district office takes a vacation day? That it doesn't work.
So one doesn't count anyway.
People have to be here.
Yeah. One's out, so we were.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're
going
to adjourn here and meet in the other room. Thank you,
everybody.
We'll chat about it.